Shalom Avracha, we'll continue with David HaMelech's Mahalach and guidance to Shleimus. We know our goal in life is not just amass a lot of information, which unfortunately is what the world is all about nowadays. And worse than that, people are amassing more and more information that has no use for them, just a waste of time, virtual stuff. There's a story about Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Somebody gave him a phone number, and he asked. One of his gabbayim was there. He asked the gabbai to write down the phone number. A little bit later, he asked the gabbai to phone that person, and the gabbai remembered the phone number by heart. So Reb Chaim asked, "What did you do?" He said, "I remembered it by heart." So Reb Chaim told him, "What are you wasting your memory on such things? You should have written it down and just look it back." That's what Reb Chaim was. He remembered more than anybody else in Torah. But the stuff that everybody else remembers, he immediately forgot. It wasn't important to him. He didn't want to use his memory for things that have no value. And that's what life is all about. That the information that we get is there to bring us more clarity to what life is all about and how to succeed in life. And what life is all about, that's what the Torah and the Mitzvah is all about, is how we can connect better to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point that it's not just knowledge and information in our brains, but it affects every way and every act we do. And we come out Anashim Shleimim, wonderful people that do everything in the proper fashion. And the Mela, that's in this world, the fact that our behavior coincides with the Ratzon Hashem, and this Rotzi, favor in the eyes of Hashem, that gives us the eternal Zveik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all the tefillahs and the descriptions and the Ois Beis that David HaMelech is telling us, how he's constantly involved to appreciate how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything directly from himself to us, Kavah Yochel. Sosti Kal Kol Hon, I gave it such value, it's more valuable to me to follow the ways of Hashem, learn His Torah, do His mitzvahs, than anything that is worth millions, billions. And now He's telling us, "Pikudecho osicho, vapita ochosecho." The two terms that are used about the pikudim of Hashem, osicho, and then apita ochosecho. Pikudim, we learn in the past, are mitzvahs that are specifically remind us of the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the like. Mitzvahs that remind us of Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the Yomim Tovim, Tefillin, etc. And also the mitzvahs that remind us of the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashavas Aveda, and the like. So, these Pikudim, the Osicho, means it's something that it's my natural conversation. You see a siach many times in Chazal, it's referring to even light talk. Apita, on the other hand, is delving into things, having a deeper understanding of them. There are two ways of developing ahava, love, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sefer of ahava in the Rambam, the Rambam says the reason why these mitzvahs are ahava is because the mitzvahs one is constantly doing. And ahava is tefillah, brochas, tefillin, tzitzis. Generating ahava is by constantly interacting in a positive way that brings people closer. Or brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We never forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mother who loves her children never forgets her children. She's constantly interacting with them. And a way of generating ahava is also constant positive interaction. There's another way of coming to ahavas Hashem, loving Hashem, is hisboininess, thinking more deeply into things we just take for granted. See the wonders of the human body, wonders of the world around us, wonders of the Torah itself, tremendous wisdom in that, and both in the physical world and the spiritual world. That gives us a feeling of awe and a desire to get closer to the source of all this greatness. So these are the two things that David HaMelech is saying now. He's teaching us when we're involved in the Pikudim, it's Osicha, always speak out, constantly be involved in paying attention, it should become natural that, oh, Baruch Hashem, we're the nation of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu has done nisim for us throughout history to this very day, and we know even recently we have seen the various forms of Hashgachos, protests, and everybody opens their eyes, sees it. The more obvious ones. Vapita ochosecho. And then the second form is I will delve more deeply into the ways of Hashem, try to understand them better, try to see how I can incorporate Hashem's mitzvos of chesed, his rachamim, his emes, all the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I take the example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way he created me. Just a person could look at his hand and just ponder the amazing chokhmah that was put into his hand that makes it so flexible, so usable for so many uses. One of the hardest things to get a robot to do is have something to mimic the human hand. It's so complex. So this is what we are learning today. David HaMelech is taking all the wisdom, all the knowledge out there, and not just leaving it out there as something intellectual, but converting it into something that is going to build the love between him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by constantly reminding himself. And when he does the mitzvahs, these are mitzvahs that remind me of the nisim, gluim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then also delving deeper into understanding the ways of Hashem, the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then incorporating that into our own way of life, emulating what we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving that over to others.